I'm delighted now to welcome back to the program Stephen Ovitzky. He is Executive Director of Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival, and that it's the 40th anniversary season. It starts on July 15th. Welcome.
Thank you. Delighted to be here once again.
Now, this is you've been here for almost a decade. You've been doing music festivals for over three decades. And once again, an amazing, super packed season. And we have to ask you, what are some of the musical highlights? And there's also a kind of scientific highlight going on, too. But what are some of the musical highlights?
Well, we begin this Sunday. And as many of your listeners know, for this season, our artist in residence is Alan Gilbert, who's the brilliant music director of the New York Philharmonic. And Alan will be joining us as a conductor and as a musician. He'll be playing violin and viola in some pieces, including the Mendelssohn Octet and a Brahms string sextet. And he'll be conducting the two chamber symphonies of Arnold Schoenberg. And don't let that name scare you, because these are remarkably great pieces. The first chamber symphony is an early piece of Schoenberg. It's very romantic and very passionate. And the second chamber symphony is just a neoclassical delight. And he'll be having an ensemble of some of the finest players in the country, in fact, in the world, performing with him on those two pieces. And then in August, he'll also be conducting one of the most rarely heard pieces of Richard Strauss, and that's his Wind Sonatina No. 1 for 16 winds, which is subtitled From an Invalid's Workshop. And Alan will be conducting a truly all-star wind ensemble for that performance. So Alan Gilbert, who many of you know from his years at the Santa Fe Opera, both as a musician and then as the music director, will be our guest, our artist in residence this year.
Often your artist in residence is a composer.
Well, we have composers who are here regularly. The Artist in Residence program, we started about three summers ago when Susan Graham was our first artist in residence. Last year, Dawn Upshaw was with us, and this year it's Alan, and next year we have another wonderful artist in residence for 2013.
Whom you haven't announced yet.
No, actually, everyone will be seeing it, because the 2013 preview brochures will be at the first concert, and the 2013 artist in residence will be the wonderful American pianist Garrick Olson.
Oh, okay. Now, did you choose the Strauss piece partly because there's a Strauss opera in Santa Fe this year?
No, it's something that Alan has been wanting to conduct, some of the large Strauss wind pieces. There's two of the late ones, and we had such great players available to us coming in for the festival that it just worked out to do this late work of Strauss.
I think one thing that people forget or may not be cognizant of is that the Chamber Music Festival, it goes from July 15th through the 20th of August, so it's over a month of back-to-back concerts. Probably nobody, but perhaps you, can see them all, can hear them all. But there are so many absolutely first-rate players that if your whole entire season was that one concert, it would make it worthwhile.
Well, we have, on average, between 8 and 10 concerts a week for 5.5 weeks. And so there's well over 40 concerts during the season. We have three in Albuquerque at the Sims Performing Arts Center at the Albuquerque Academy, and the rest of the concerts here in Santa Fe at St. Francis Auditorium in the New Mexico Museum of Art and at the Lenzic. And there are days when we have two and sometimes even three events in a day.
Right.
So it's a real festival where someone can come in and spend a few days and hear a vast amount of music, and over 100 musicians are with us this summer. There's so much going on. Virtually every musical taste, from Baroque to a piece. Our opening night will have a piece by the young British composer Helen Grime that we commissioned, and that will be getting its world premiere. So it's everything from Bach to something that none of us have ever heard before.
Usually you also have at least one thing that is totally outside of what people normally think of as classical or chamber music.
Right, and this year it's Tiempo Libre, the Cuban band, and they're fantastic. I don't know, you've heard them before, I trust, since you're into that kind of music.
Right, yeah.
And they'll be joining us at the Lenzic on the 17th of August. It's a Friday night at 8 o'clock at the Lenzic. It's the Friday that begins Indian Market.
Right.
And it should be really exciting.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tiempo Libre. You also are having, we're going to talk about this in another show, but a symposium and some public lectures also called Music, the Brain, Medicine, and Wellness, a scientific dialogue. What's that all about?
Well, first of all, it's going to be a very important meeting of researchers and physicians and other kinds of therapists who all work in the field of music and the brain. From different angles. They'll all be coming together for that discussion. But at the same time, it's a really great place for people who are not scientists to immerse themselves in learning about how we love the music we love. What is it that gives us goosebumps? In fact, one of our scientists specializes in that side of the field. What is it that gives you the feeling of emotion when you hear music that you love? Why some people get goosebumps, let's say, at the end of the Mahler Sixth Symphony, and some people get it when they hear a rock concert. I mean, just, he's going to talk about that. That's David Huron. And at the on the same day, on Sunday, August 5th, this is at 3:30 in the afternoon at St. Francis Auditorium, Ani Patel, who's a fellow at the Neurosciences Institute in San Diego, who basically works on the theory of how the brain processes music and language, and he's going to talk about why humans respond to a beat. And his talk is calling Feeling the Beat, Are Humans Unique? And what other kinds of animals actually respond to rhythmic beats.
So, oh my goodness.
He'll have a couple of percussionists up here, there with him. And then,
I want to know, do you know the answer?
I don't know the answer. I'm looking forward to it. We met with him in September, and everything he said was just so interesting. I just want you and everyone to know that while we're calling it a scientific symposium, there's so much for non-scientists to learn. If you love music, there's something to gain from this. And we do have a website for the symposium. It's musicandthebrainsantafe.org. And on that site, you can see information. There's ways to register. There's ways to register just for one day rather than for the 2.5-day symposium. And you can call our office to find out about these public lecture recitals. We have one on Friday, the 3rd of August, that begins the symposium, and that's called When Music Sings, the Brain Listens and the Heart Modulates. And that's going to be with Dr. Kamal Shamali, who's does a lot of work with music and cognition and music in the brain, along with pianist Prisca Benoit. So they will be doing a presentation that they've done all over the world about what it is that touches us when we hear music.
Very important and very interesting. And I think there's kind of among some people, this idea that some kinds of music are healthy and other kinds are unhealthy. And I would like to ask, and I hope we are able to get this person on the air, whether if you love some kind of music and another person hates it, whether they have completely opposite effects on that person's body.
I don't know. I'm looking forward to learning about it. I'm not a scientist. I'm a musician.
Yeah.
And I think that, again, people that are interested in music, that want to know why it touches them, why is it that you're so drawn to a certain kind of music, and why sometimes we're drawn to very disparate kinds of music.
Right.
You know, classical music and country music, or Bulgarian bagpipe music and Latin music. So it's going to be fascinating to find out about what it is that touches us with music.
Do you get to play during Chamber Music Festival?
No, I don't. I'm way too busy as the executive director. My
right.
playing has been in the winter seasons, and I'm about to back off on most of my playing. It's about time to do that.
We're talking to Steven Novitsky about the Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival, which starts on Sunday, the 15th of July. And one of the things that I appreciate about the festival is that you make it really accessible to people. There are more and less expensive concerts. There are more and less expensive seats. There are open rehearsals that people can wander into. Mm-hmm. There are lunchtime concerts. Basically, if you don't go, it isn't because
right,
anyone's excluding you.
Well, if for example, you can't really afford to buy a ticket to any of our concerts, even our lower price Bach Plus concerts or noon concerts or the lower price tickets at the Lenzic, Then there are free open rehearsals, and that rehearsal schedule is posted on the bulletin board at St. Francis Auditorium. It's on our website. You can call our telephone number and press extension 3 and get the week's open rehearsal schedule. And of course, since they are rehearsals, they're subject to change at any time, so
right.
they're not performances.
What are the Bach Plus concerts?
Bach Plus is a way to get Baroque music into the festival, and we have concerts Saturday afternoons at 5 o'clock. They run about an hour to an hour and 15 minutes with no intermission at a low ticket price. And we have programs that include a big Vivaldi spectacular on August 11th. We have a program of 4 Bach keyboard concertos with the wonderful pianist Inan Barnaton. There's just a whole wide range of mostly Baroque music on the Bach Plus. And the reason it says Plus is because sometimes it's not all Bach.
Right.
But those are great programs. The audiences love them. And for people interested in more information about the festival, we do have, of course, a website at santafechambermusic.com. Or you can call our wonderful ticket office people at 982-1890.
They are wonderful.
They are. They really do a great
They're
job.
They're nice people, and they do a great job. And if anyone's listening out of area, toll-free is 888-221-9836. Stephen Ovitzky, Executive Director of Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival, thank you for being with us.
It's a pleasure. We'll see you at concerts.
Excellent.